You're such an asshole.
All right. Kind of rapidly closing in. And by closing in, I mean like 10 more videos probably to go. Over at assholeconsulting.com. I'm the world's only professional asshole. Boobity bobbity bobbity boo. Hello, Cappy. Thanks to you, I changed my major from economics / pre-law to accounting. Winning! Changing lives, just like teachers, but with a twist. He changes them for the better. What was he like? He was like a teacher, yeah? Changing lives, yeah. But here's the interesting thing he did. Unlike teachers, he changed them for the better. That's an interesting idea. I also avoided the big four. I work as an accountant for a place. I want to become a particular rank. Basically, I get paid $140,000 per work, clock out, not deal with office politics. To do this, a master's degree is an unofficial requirement. Which of the following degrees should I get? MBA online, Georgia Southwest State University, $10,000. That's not bad. That's pretty affordable. Master's of Accounting online, Texas A&M, $13,000. George Mason University. Wait. Hang on. Texas A&M, you could get a master's degree for 13 grand, but the Carlson School of Management is charging $90,000. No. Oh, man. At least people have heard of Texas A&M. Like, you know, oh, yeah, Texas A&M. You know, you know they're down there in Texas somewhere. George Mason University, in person, $30,000. Nope. The benefit is that this program might actually teach me something and it has a good reputation. No. Ivy League schools are the only schools you care about for reputation. Then like MIT or Caltech. They got a good No. No one cares. No one. If it's not Harvard or Yale or Princeton or whatever the other crap degrees colleges are, nobody cares. It's a master's degree. I pay in cash, work full-time, study part-time. Which degree should I get? All right, let's go through this for the benefit of everybody, but we'll get to your particular situation here in a second. All right. When it comes to MBAs, There really is only one. We're not talking business degrees undergrad. We're talking MBAs. There is only one degree, one type of MBA worth getting, and that is your master's in accountancy. All the other degrees, MBAs are worthless, right? One would say, well, what about MIS? Dude, if you need to get a master's degree in MIS, that means you don't have enough certifications. And we haven't gotten to that point yet where Karen in HR is like, well, we'd really prefer master's preferred in MIS. Like, lady, you don't even know what MIS is. You don't even know how your email works. You don't even know what a port is. No, we're not going to require a master's degree. So when it comes to the business degrees, the MBAs, the only thing worthwhile is accounting. Because then you sit for your CPA. So your MBA online at Georgia Southwest State for $10,000, that's just going to be a throwaway degree. Now, yes, it would be, it would help you get your job and your promotion with your current, within your current employer. And some employers want to pay, you know, we want you to get the MBA. Well, you got to pay for it and pay for my time to study? Oh, you're not? Well, shut up. But the problem with the general MBA, even if your employer pays for it, you can't transfer. It doesn't do anything for you anywhere else. But since you're in accounting and your undergrad is in accounting, that means you, with your master's in accounting, you don't even have to get a full master's in accounting. You could test for your CPA. And then now you got two options. One, you meet the MBA itch that your employer has, so you can go ahead and get promoted. Two, you could go ahead and be self-employed doing taxes, open up your own shop. And then three, even down the road, further self-employment, you could go ahead and maybe start consulting and all that. So the only one here is that Master's of Accounting online Texas A&M for $13,000. And that's pretty affordable. I was going to say, well, what's Western Governors University charge? Probably something not too unsimilar. That's a pretty good deal. George Mason University, in-person $30,000. No, you don't have time to be driving to campus, getting yelled at because you're a man with a peen. He's a penile person. Get rid of him. And you have to take this and sit here for it. No, online, Texas A&M, boom, Masters, done. Done. You got to drive to George Mason. You got to pay for parking. You got to pay these students. No, no, absolutely not. No. And that's just an MBA, right? That's just a general MBA. No. Master's in accounting. Texas, out of the three you've given me, that's the best one. Or any other online accredited master's in accounting program that would allow you to sit and test for the CPA in your state. Because I don't know what state you're in. So you'd want to check with your CPA society, figure out, hey, if I get my accounting or my master's classes over here on this online college, can I go and sit for the CPA? And it should say yes or no. So don't make a decision just yet. Double check with your CPA, the state CPA board or whatever it's called, CPA society, and find out if you could go to that Texas A&M program and will they count towards credits towards sitting in for the CPA exam. So there you go. But yeah, generally, man, MBAs are worthless. They're completely worthless. That's it. All right, any super chats? One, I could be anyone. New guy, $5 going for my bachelor's in accounting. I've literally learned less in 3 years than I already learned in my high school accounting class. Yeah, because 2 years is just Marxist leftist indoctrination. That's all it is. That's how these colleges make money. Those adjuncts that bitch and whine about like, I'm only paid $18 an hour. You're lucky you're paid $18 an hour with a degree in women's studies. You should shut up and be thankful. Any guys ever go and look and see how many admins they have at the, like, it's not just the chancellor. There's the vice chancellor, the chancellor of diversity, the chancellor of accounting, the assistant vice provost. Can't imagine why tuition is so high. Austin Roberts again, generously donating another $5. So this is how I get the girls. Finally, the future is okay. Yes, if you get your MBA and you wear your hat sideways and you drive a used BMW 3 Series, bruh, and like you wear glasses and sunglasses indoors, that's how you get the girls. You should just write a book, how to get girls, and just one, pay for it. Boom, done. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.